At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Coming up before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win a $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. So you got to keep listening for your chance to win. Been doing a lot of Caps talk on the show today. It's all been brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Brent Johnson scheduled to join us. He's not with us yet, but hopefully he will be with us shortly.
So I when we had Joe B on, you know, right away I kind of asked him, you know, I gave him my negative Nelly perception. To me, and of course it's one game, but to me, it looks like bad matchup. And I was wondering why are they favored? I don't get it. And we saw it like at firsthand. He was like, "Hey, don't panic. They're gonna do XYZ." I still don't know why they didn't do that. They already knew this team. They played them four times.
Right.
They knew exactly. He even said it wasn't unexpected. We know what they do. They press out essentially the whole time. He equated it to like a cover zero blitz. And then, you know, when you do that, it makes yourselves more vulnerable. I get that. So hopefully we can exploit that. But everything they did, all their penalty kill stuff, mm-hmm. all their just pressure stuff. Carbs knew that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He 100% knew that.
Yeah.
They were 100% prepared for what they did.
They had a game plan.
My only response would be,
so why is it going to be different?
They were just better than the Caps up and down.
It might not be.
Yesterday. They were just a better team. The Caps were the Caps could have been ready, and they just faced a better team on that night. Now, hopefully Thursday night, the Caps look like that compared to Carolina. Like, the Caps are going to look that much better.
They might even, because, I mean, I don't think Brind'Amour would ever let them, like, rest on our laurels. Like, I don't see a scenario where that ever happens in life. But they basically already did their job, which is come in here and just get one.
Anything else is bonus. If they get two wins here, well, that's huge.
If they get the second one, they've cut your heart out and they've thrown it in the Potomac.
Yeah, it's not a great look if you lose both games at home and then you have to go down to Raleigh for two games in their building. Where Joe B pointed out, they won 31 games this year.
Yeah.
So they're tough to beat at home.
The Caps were very good on the road, but this is,
it's a huge challenge.
You're not playing New Jersey here.
Right.
You're playing Carolina.
Not playing Montreal. This is a step up in competition.
Drabby, can you tell us what's going on with Brent Johnson? Because otherwise, maybe we can open up the lines. Drabby, what's going on with Brent? Is he not answering? Because we just move on. We'll just move on and open up the lines if people want to chime in.
We're trying to track him down. We told him 9:25.
Okay. We're efforting.
So he's got a minute.
Well, real quick.
Yeah.
Now, Joe B's a little biased, but mm-hmm. Joe B did say he thought that the Caps would find a way to win game two, go down to Raleigh, split there, so find a way to win, and then it's a best of three series.
Joe seems pretty resolute that it's going to go six or seven games.
Now, based on what I saw last night, mm-hmm. I would be shocked if it went six or seven.
Right.
But, I mean, it could happen.
He knows more.
Sports isn't that predictable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? But he does know more. You're right. A lot more.
And just because Carolina looks like that in game one, that doesn't mean they're going to come out firing like that in
but isn't
game
that what they do though?
Look exactly the same. Like, can they do it to the same level of proficiency for like night after night? I just feel like that might have just been the peak Carolina Hurricanes experience. Now, if they can sustain that over six or seven games, they're going to win this series.
Correct.
I just feel like there are going to be ebbs and flows to their performance and their productivity, and hopefully the Caps can take advantage of that.
All right,
hopefully you see more of those breakouts like Protas had to score the goal last night.
I want to throw it out to callers, though. 800-636-1067. I think JP put a poll out on the Junks account.
He did.
He's at one of his daughter's like graduation ceremony thingies. I don't know. And I think were you panicked or not? I think 66% early on said they were panicked.
I'll check out the voting, see where it's at.
So I'm in the panicked group.
So look, this is the postseason. I get it. Teams step up and they're hungrier during the postseason. But to end the regular season, the Carolina Hurricanes, in their last eight games, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Went to Detroit, lost pretty big, 5-3. Went to Boston, got pummeled, 5-1. Got shut out at Buffalo, 3-0. Lost to the Caps here, 5-4 in the shootout. We already talked about that. Went to the Rangers and pummeled them. Lost to Toronto, 4-1. Went up to Montreal, lost 4-2. Went to Ottawa, lost 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
that's the last regular season games?
Yes.
Because they were cruise control.
No, I get it. Look, that's what I said. I prefaced it by saying that the teams, they view the postseason differently.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't trying to lose these games. These teams, they can be beat.
Of course.
They can be beat. They were getting shellacked in most of those games.
It's
Caps just maybe the Caps are just built differently where they can't beat the Canes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think there's bad matchups.
And these other teams were, but...
So right now on Twitter, on the Drink Surfside poll of the day, with the Caps losing game one of their second round series to the Canes, are you panicking that the Caps are in trouble? So far, 624 votes, 66%.
It's panicked. Still locked in at 66%.
34% not panicked. And I ticked up the no because I voted no.
Mike Marr, panicked or not panicked?
Not a great start to the series, but let's pump the brakes. We'll see how game two goes. We're definitely playing behind the eight ball, though. We got to come out, punch him in the mouth. I need Tom Wilson to take a head off the first 5 minutes.
It's 3M. Measured Mike Marr.
All right.
I'm trying to be calculated.
All right.
But it kind of does feel like a little bit that was our opportunity to steal one last night. And so pressure's on. Game two, if we lose, it's over.
Heavy Metal Chris, I want you to chime in. You said you're a hockey guy, used to play hockey.
I've been watching the Caps since the 80s, too. Yeah. I'm a longtime fan.
Go ahead. Come on.
I am stressed, not panicked. I'm stressed, not panicked. That's where I'm at.
That was a stressful game to watch last night.
How confident are you that they could turn this around and actually win the series on a scale of 1 to 10?
I think they can. Let's give them a 7.
Ooh, I like a 7. I was at about a 6.
Yeah.
So Chris is more optimistic.
I'm like at a 2.
Yeah, you're in a dark place.
I'm in a dark place.
You're not in a good place with the Caps right now.
Well, because we're not going to get faster. We're not going to outshoot them. We haven't ever.
Understood.
They're going to have the puck more than we do.
Even with all those things being said, the Caps had a chance to steal that game last night. They were right there.
Yeah.
Because Logan Thompson has been that good. Both against Montreal and last night.
It's a lot of pressure.
He was stellar last night.
It's a lot of pressure to say, you know what? The rest of us are just kind of old and it's a bad matchup, but you just stand on your head.
I'm sure when Carbs goes into the film room and he's pointing out with the laser pointer, and he said, all you guys are washed. Yeah, we're just going to rely on our goalie to make 50 saves a night.
It's a tough task. All right, let's go to Rob. 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, are you panicked? Are you measured like Mike Marr? Rob,
I'm not panicked.
What's up?
I'm not panicked. I think we got a lot more to give. I think that we were lucky to be in the game, obviously. But, we got options. You know, it was one game, and we could go down and pick somebody up, Ethan Frank or LaPierre, somebody out of the AHL from the Bears, and give the young guy, Ryan Leonard, a break. I don't think we lost the game because of him, but I think, he's not playing quick. He might be fast, but he's not playing quick. You see him getting blown up a few times. He's not getting the puck deep.
Hmm.
He's not getting the puck out.
Has his play
gone? I wonder if he's like a little Dylan Cruzis right now.
The speed of the game is catching up to him.
It's a big adjustment.
I'm no expert,
it's a big adjustment.
He seems like he's assimilated pretty well, but the only goal that he scored was an empty netter.
Empty netter, correct.
Like when he like a few games after he first was called up.
Yeah.
Well, what I noticed is,
look, he's 19.
What I notice is he's a physical presence out there. That jumps out at you, but
maybe that's a good point because, you know, Dylan Cruz, we talk about him all the time, mm-hmm. dominated college baseball, all right? But now this is the real deal, mm-hmm. okay? And he's struggling. Yeah. Maybe Ryan Leonard, who was a dominant college player at Boston mm-hmm. College, that's why they drafted him eighth overall. Maybe now they're playing he's playing the Carolina Hurricanes.
Right.
These players are great players.
Yeah, and he's got, what, 15 or less games
he's a teenager.
Of NHL playing experience? So he's been thrown into the fire.
Yeah, maybe that's a good point. And that breakaway yesterday, I mean.
We don't have anybody that buries breakaways like that. Cakes, I'm sorry, we don't.
Don't have anybody?
McMichael, isn't McMichael pretty good at breakaways?
I'm not going to say we don't have anybody that
okay, we
that
have
can
few
close.
Guys. Yeah. We have a few guys. We can bury shots because we're snipers.
I think Willie can on occasion.
I think Mikey
definitely has that opportunity.
They're not slick. We're like bruisers, power.
Okay, but that's kind
shooters.
Of the way the team's built.
Right. All right. Well, give me somebody slick.
Okay.
TJ Oshie.
Call Chris Patrick. TJ Oshie's not walking through that door. If he is, he's going to be hunched over because his back's all banged up. I mean, I love the guy, but he's not coming back.
Let's go to John. Chevy Chase. John, what's up?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, John?
I just want to remind everybody that when we played Vegas in 2018, they were much faster mm-hmm. and more skilled than our team. This is really going to come down to board battles and checking. Because mm-hmm. fast teams like Carolina, you need to wear them down. And that's what the Panthers did last year. When they swept them, they just punished them.
Right.
So I just want to remind
everybody. Why the hell didn't we do that last night?
I think this group of guys, I think now that they've seen something, I feel like they're more brick and mortar guys. I think now they'll respond a little bit better to what they saw. The biggest thing in this game that it's going to come down to in this series is zone exiting our own zone. There's going to be a lot of pressure on defensemen to get the puck out. But you saw last night, you know, they have their D-men up on the blue line. And sometimes when you play it right, that turns into opportunities like Leonard had. We're going to get outshot. That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not every shot is equal. Throwing a shot from the blue line on the net doesn't always go in. So the checking battle is where this series is going to be won and lost. And one last thing, this is the worst matchup for this team. I agree on that part.
Mm-hmm.
If this team can beat Carolina,
then they're off and
they
running.
Can win it all. Yeah. They can win it all if they beat Carolina. So, thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John.
John Walton was on, I think, with Grant and Danny yesterday, and he basically said he thinks whoever wins this series has a great shot at winning the Stanley Cup.
Mm.
He thinks these two teams are that talented. So, hopefully, the Caps can reassess, plug what was wrong in Game 1, come out firing in Game 2, get a split, and make this a 6 or 7-game series. Because if they play like they did last night for multiple games, the series is going to get away from them with the quickness.
It's a must win, bro. That's what it is. It's a must have.
Game 2, biggest game of the year.
Correct.
Let's go to, it doesn't get any
bigger. The BGOTY.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ian? Is it, I don't know, Lon? I don't know how to pronounce your name, my friend.
Hey, it's Ian.
Ian.
All right, what's up?
Yeah, so let me jump in here. I think it's obviously a must-win. Going down 0-2 with both home losses seems like just a daunting, daunting challenge. But I also think when we look at the transition between the regular season and the postseason every year in hockey, it's two different sports. And I think there was a lot of discussion and consternation about the odds of Washington's overall Stanley Cup chances. And I think it has to be brought up, their history under the Ovechkin era, regardless of the coaching, regardless of who the supporting cast has been. It's been a lot of first, second round exits outside of 2018. And I think that plays into the psyche here. Carolina is a team with no fear. They have a coach that really enjoys that like relentless dogfight attitude. And I think they feel like, if you're a Carolina fan, you're like, we barely beat a team when we dominated. We feel good, even better heading into game 2 than they did in game 1. And so I think from that standpoint, Washington's in somewhat of trouble because they played poorly, had a chance to steal one, and Carolina's looking primed and ready for game 2. So in that way, it's not death panic, but it's high level concern.
That is true.
So he's not quite, okay, thank you for the call. He's not quite at panic yet, but he's like, he's bordering on panic.
Well, I mean, I think most people probably feel the same way.
Right.
You don't want to go down 0-2 at home and be forced to win two on the road.
I have faith in Coach Carbs. I think he's going to have this team looking completely different in game two than they looked in game one. I don't have an answer for why they looked so poor in game one. I can't explain it. They had 6 days of rest. I don't know.
It's not like it's a young team. It's a veteran team that knows what the playoffs are about.
Right.
Yep.
That's what was so shocking. What's he going to take? It's going to take like some sort of crazy Newt Rockne speech. I mean, these guys are pros. I don't know. I assume Woolley will come out there and start a fight within 3 minutes. I don't know what else to do.
I think very well could happen.
I think they'll be more aggressive and physical, but they've got to do the hockey things better. You know,
right.
They got to be more concise.
They have to clear their zone better. They
playing hockey.
How about?
Because last night they weren't.
I mean, we talked with Joe B about this. Clear it along the boards, and I know that they're trying to prevent you from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
No more passes in towards your goalie.
Yeah.
Let's eliminate those from the equation. We saw how that turned out last night. Turned out poorly.
Right.
Okay, let's not do that anymore.
Right.
And somehow we have to figure out their penalty kill. Because they were draped all over the Caps last night. Whenever the Caps had an opportunity.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Caps just couldn't, they could barely breathe when they were passing the puck around on the power play. So that has to improve too. All right, our Caps talk throughout the playoffs is brought to you by our friends at Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. When we come back, we'll do some EB's entertainment page, and we'll give you a chance to win that $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.